Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor picks,
yes, sir,
are always frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
They're always, I don't know how many of those survivor pools you've been in over the years. I've been in a bunch. And the losing week one is like the worst, where you think that you got a lock and it's a complete, just utter disaster. You and I are both on the Houston money line this weekend.
Yes.
But I am not. I know it's been a weekly thing here. I have not been here weekly, so I can't say that I've had this choice versus this choice.
Sure.
So I'm just going from the full pool, so I get to cheat a little bit with this.
Go for it.
I'm not taking the Houston money line. I just want to let you know that now.
No, and I would not advise anybody to do that.
I'm not
either.
As confident in that, but if I'm looking just straight money line across the board here with the team, even though, and would you rather, I took Denver +8.5 because my other choice was the Colts +11, and I'm not doing that against Dallas the way they're playing right now. I think I'm going to take the Ravens. The Ravens are -400. Now, granted, there's not a lot of value in that number, but if you're looking from a survivor perspective,
right,
they're one of the heavier favorites when it comes to the money line this weekend against the Denver team that is terrible. That in reality, even though I think Russell Wilson maybe could use the lack of attendance at his birthday as a motivation, probably won't happen because they are so bad. You know, they have gone under 90% of the time this season, the Broncos. Their offense is atrocious. Like, they're struggling to get to 20 points in a game.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was bad watching Washington's offense with Taylor Heineke because they, look, it's fun, but they don't finish drives. Anybody, if you watch those games, I know it's a fun story, but
work to be done.
So frustrated with the way that those drives end far too often. They don't put up enough points. Russell Wilson's like, hold my beer. Watch what I can do.
It's
awful. And they just keep getting worse and worse. Nathaniel Hackett's done. They might as well just fire him now. He's a one-and-done coach.
100%.
There's no question.
Yeah.
They're married to Russell Wilson for years now, so you have to make it work. And the quarterback always gets the benefit of the doubt over the head coach. So Nathaniel Hackett's going to be fired, and maybe it'll be something different next year. But as of right now, Denver is a horrible team offensively, and clearly nobody even likes Russell Wilson from all these reports. That's what happens when you lose. I like the Ravens. I would take the Ravens out of all of these. If you're just looking for a straight-up winner this weekend.
I think the Ravens and the Cowboys are obviously the picks that make the most
yep.
sense. You said the Ravens were -400 on the money line.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas is -550. Those are the two biggest
yep.
on the board. So if you have either of those two teams left, I would absolutely take them. You mentioned how we both like Houston on the money line, but we wouldn't take them in Survivor. But I would not take Cleveland in Survivor. I'm really worried about Cleveland
yeah.
winning that game. They're 7-point favorites, -350 on the money line. That's going to be a sweat, though, if you take the Browns. I'm telling you, Houston is going to play them really, really tough. Seattle's probably going to be another popular pick this week, -375 on the money line. They're 7.5-point favorites at the Rams. Looks like Stafford's not going to play again. Aaron Donald's going to be out for the Rams. They're missing a lot of guys, but just be careful because teams like Seattle, who aren't used to covering big numbers like that in road divisional games, I get worried. Nick, and at the end of the day, it's still really tough to win on the road in the NFL, and it's really tough to win divisional road games as well. So I know Seattle's laying a big number. The Rams pretty much B team's going to be out there, but just be careful because even though Seattle's the better team with all the injuries the Rams have right now and they should win the game, I always get nervous backing a team that has that big a number they have to cover next to their name who's just not used to covering those numbers. If you really want to risk it and just get crazy this weekend.
Let's get crazy.
Woo!
let's get crazy.
I think Nick, you got to choose between the Steelers Falcons game or the Jags Lions game,
yeah.
Because like, when else are you going to use those two teams and their pick'ems? So this is about as best value as you're going to get, right? Like, the Steelers are probably going to be a favorite at some point again this season when they're at home playing a really bad team. Atlanta's played Carolina twice already, so they're probably not going to be a favorite again at any point this season. Jacksonville or Detroit, if the Jags, I think they still have to play Houston, so they'll probably be a favorite again. Detroit, maybe when they get Chicago at home, they'll be a favorite, but I don't know if you want to take either of those games. It feels like, to me, Nick, that Jacksonville's probably the play of like those two games.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to risk it and just completely go for it and not use any good teams and use a team that you know you will not use again, I think the Jags might be the play this week against
the Lions.
Or
just get ready to buy back in to
That's
your
right.
survivor pool.
Because these other spreads, man, like, I want no part of Minnesota against the Jets this weekend. You really want to lay points with the Packers on the road against the Bears? Like, I don't want any part of that. I don't want to touch the Eagles against the Titans, not when Vrabel's an underdog. San Francisco, Miami, Kansas City, Cincinnati, no thank you. I want to just enjoy those games. Chargers, Raiders, I could not touch that game with a 10-foot pole, Nick. I don't want anything to do with either of those teams, especially with the way that game went in Vegas last year. Although, the bet I do love in that game is overtime plus 800. Can't you see, after last year with what happened in that game, almost ending in a tie and then both going in the playoffs, and that being the narrative, and when they open up the game broadcast on CBS, they bring back that montage from last year, and then can't you just see the game going to overtime and everybody being like, oh, here we go again. This game is really going to overtime again. I can see it happening. So plus 800, side note, take that in that game. As for Survivor Pool, though, no chance I'm taking the Chargers in a road game, and no chance I'm backing a Josh McDaniels coach team in my Survivor Pool. Maybe you take the Bucks this week. Maybe. Like, New Orleans always plays them tough. They always do. And like when we were talking to Jill, they're getting healthier, New Orleans, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But I think the Bucks win this week.
Yeah, I just, right now, looking at that offensive line, it's been a problem for the Bucks all year, but they're continuing to just trend downward. And there's just very little pressure on New Orleans. And quite frankly, they love to play Tom Brady and beat the hell out of him.
They do.
And we saw what happened last week against the Browns. Like, that Myles Garrett sack on Tom Brady, that was one of the most unathletic plays I've ever seen from an athlete in the history of professional sports.
It was
with Tom
bad.
Brady stumbling, and like, he can't move. And it's not like that's anything new. We knew that. The guy's 45 years old. It's incredible what he's doing on the field. But when you don't have an offensive line that can give you the time to throw the football, he's not going anywhere. There is a chance that the Bucks could go into a complete free fall at this point.
They could. I love the Saints with the spread, plus 3.5.
Yeah.
I love getting the hook in that game. I think it's a field goal game. I just feel like Tampa finds a way to win it. But I can see why it would make you nervous. Divisional game. Tough to beat a team twice in a season. They already beat New Orleans once, so...
We just already saw the narrative before when the Bucks were healthy, when the Bucks were a Super Bowl contender, they struggled against New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So how could you be any more confident in Tampa right now? That's where I am. Good for you. I get it. But I look at that Bucks team right now and see them in complete disarray. If I was to do this, if it was a survivor pool, but you could only take an underdog on the money line, which one would stand out to you the most?
Jets, baby.
Jets. You're riding the Jets wave now?
Oh, yeah. Jets plus 135.
They got quarterback magic going on now. The minute you bench Zach Wilson.
That's exactly right. But I just like the matchup. Like, again, nobody's stopping Justin Jefferson. You can only hope to contain him. But Sauce Gardner's really freaking good.
He is.
That defense is great. They travel. They play hard, man.
They drafted well.
Really well.
You have Garrett Wilson. You have Sauce Gardner. And that's just two. And there's a lot more than that. Like, they've really... This is what... if you actually have smart people in your front office, you can build a good organization. But it starts there.
100%.
Look at what they've done.
And I like the matchup for the Jets because it's just a complete fade of the Vikings. They have had to get up for so many big games recently. You play the Patriots on Thanksgiving on primetime. Of course, you're going to get up for that. You play Dallas at home when you're underdogs as an 8-1 team. Of course, you're going to get up for that. You go to Buffalo and play one of the best teams in the NFL. Of course, you're going to get up for that. Like, how many games can Minnesota consistently get up for? And now you have to play one of the best defenses in the NFL, a team that has a lot of confidence right now. They feel good about how Mike White's playing. That spread is only 3. Nick, I like it a lot, man. I like the Jets quite a bit. The Jets know these next 2 games, at Minnesota, at Buffalo, this is their season. Because, I mean, listen to the schedule. At Minnesota, at Buffalo, then home against Detroit and Jacksonville, and then at Seattle and at Miami. So the Jets know, 2 games right now, we got to lock in for the Vikings and the Bills. We just try and get a split. If we go 1-1, we feel really good about it. 2-0, we're going to the playoffs. 0-2, we got some work to do. Detroit and Jacksonville, both at home, you take care of those games. And then again, you try and get a split at the end of the year between at Seattle and at Miami. But they know how important this game against the Vikings is because they're probably not beating Buffalo next week, especially the fact they already beat Buffalo at home. The Bills are going to want revenge for that game. So this is their game to get. They got to beat Minnesota, and I think they will. I think that's the team I'd take.
Yeah, they would probably be my second choice as an underdog survivor pick behind New Orleans.
You like those Saints?
I do. You just got to watch, like, you can sit around and throw a bunch of trends and set, like, it's all out there, I get it. Sometimes you just got to watch how a team's playing, just the eye test. Tampa looks bad. They look just distraught out there. And Tom Brady, when you don't have time to throw the football, like, this is what I always say. Receivers are great, but they have to depend on an assembly line of success, right? So you need an offensive line to block for the quarterback. You need a quarterback to have the time to throw the football to get them to the receivers. Right now, you don't have that offensive line giving Tom Brady the time. So everything's just off. That offense is just out of whack. And there's a reason why they have a losing record. I didn't like Tampa coming into the season, but I didn't think they'd be this bad.
No. And now you mentioned the injury and not being able to protect them. They're going to miss Tristan Wirfs now for 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. So there's nobody left.
No, there's nobody.
There's nobody left on that offensive line.
They might throw you out there. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I might have to eat a little bit more, that's fine.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. It's much better when you're told to gain weight than lose weight. It's a whole lot easier to gain that weight. I'm sure that's what they love. Hey, we need you to gain 20 pounds. Boom. Although a lot of these offensive linemen, once they retire, they just drop like 100 pounds.
You
see them and you're like, you're a bodybuilder now?
Yeah, exactly.
Who was it? Was it Matt Burke?
Matt Burke.
He's
Marshall Yanda. Have you seen him?
I haven't
seen him. The old Ravens offense. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, Matt Burke, I think, is actually a competitive bodybuilder now.
Even Joe Thomas, who's on TV now, right?
He's lost a ton of weight.
Yeah, it's true.
Because these guys it was just bulking season for 12 years for them,
right.
And then they retire, and then it's like,
and now they
I'll
just
cut
work
carbs
out,
a little bit, and they just melt it off. Yeah,
that's exactly.
They
right.
don't have weight, weight levels that they have to get to. So, yeah, I don't think Tom Brady's even going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, that is going to be a good game. I know a lot of people probably aren't going to be excited for that Monday night game, but the Saints always play him tough. It's a big game for both teams. I'm excited for that Monday night game.
Yeah, it'll be great if you got the Saints money line like I'm probably going to take at this point now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.